You're with Annie on Solidarity, on Showreel. Slip of the tongue. Showreel, and we've got Pilar on the line. G'day, Pilar. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me on. What a great interview with Pablo.
Yeah, fabulous. He's fascinating. And, of course, you are from the Chilean diaspora, and this is one of the reasons for why the film's being shown tonight as a memorial, because it's September the 11th, isn't it?
Correct. It's our September 11th, which we commemorate every year. It's a day of mourning for the Chilean community, for the thousands who were killed or disappeared, tortured, or simply uprooted and had to leave their homeland. So, yeah.
Well, it's quite fascinating, isn't it, listening to what Pablo said, but also the fact that we'll see in the film tonight at Dalmocuta's house in High Street in Northcote, it starts at 6, is that a very ordinary affair, that people living their normal lives was suddenly completely turned upside down by this fascist takeover.
Yeah, and it happened in such a dramatic way. Like, people woke up and then woke up to the sound of Hawker Hunter jets, you know, driven by US pilots, US military, bombing the downtown presidential palace, which, if anyone's been, if any of the listeners have been to Santiago, the presidential palace is not actually a palace, it's just a building, and it's a quite a low building. So it was quite dramatic, even from that point of view, of how it started, how this dictatorship started. You know, basically people woke up on that day to turmoil, and what, you know, what they had thought were the rumours, you know, what had been predicted was then actually happening, that the armed forces, with the help of the US, were staging a coup d'etat to overthrow the democratically elected government. So,
well,
yeah,
you know, people might think, oh, like, Showreel is a program that normally deals with Australian filmmakers and the Australian film industry, but also exhibition. And one of the important things about this film and how it connects to Australia, one, ASIO was actually involved in that takeover. So the stuff that's happening nowadays with the Five Eyes and the tendrils of American imperialism that is so clearly expressed in the takeover of Chile is still very ever present, and it's very important for people to be aware of this.
Yeah, and it was ACES at that time, because ACES is the external organisation that, yeah, had the, you know, in cahoots with the CIA. And the Chilean community, even as late as August this year, members of the Chilean community have gone into Parliament to demand that the Australian government declassify those documents to actually show the involvement, because on the one hand, there was involvement by ACES working with the CIA to overthrow this government, but on the other hand, after the coup, the Australian government was welcoming, you know, the exiles and refugees. So it had this real, you know, double-edged kind of, you know, hypocritical sort of approach, which is not new, I know, but interesting that those documents have still not been declassified 52 years later.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I do know that when people came here, people I knew who actually were supportive of the refugees who came from Chile were actually stopped by the Secret Service here and interviewed because of their connections with what were considered to be left-wing refugees.
Yeah, yeah, and ASIO kept files on activists of all communities. Some of that ASIO declassified information, there were video footage taken of one of those early solidarity rallies in Melbourne, I'm sure in other cities as well, but the one I saw was that the old city square, which is now, you know, which used to be on Swanson Street,
Of Collins and Swanson, if you've got a long memory.
Yes, Collins and Swanson, where a lot of the rallies were. And there's a footage of one of the early 1974, it could have been, solidarity rallies with Chile. And, I mean, Australia, a lot of the community that came here experienced amazing solidarity from the Australian community, from Australian unions. Australian unions were actually really key in some of those boycotts that, you know, eventually helped to topple the dictatorship. But it was an incredible, a lot of people became politicised, I guess in the same way that young people today are being politicised through Palestine. A lot of people in the mid-70s were politicised because of what had happened in Chile, because it was actually the death of this democratically elected process that meant, you know, on its way to socialism, and it was brutal. It was really heartbreaking.
You know, it's interesting because I've done reading around the rise and rise of neoliberalism, and one of the people who was the architect of neoliberalism and was a proselytizer from the 1930s onwards, much earlier than even the Chicago School, they saw Pinochet and Chile as being the poster child of neoliberalism, which, of course, is hand in hand with fascistic political structures. There's no two ways about it, is it?
No, and the only way that this, you know, you mentioned the Chicago Boys and that whole experiment, the Milton Friedman School of Economics. The only way that they were able to implement this neoliberal model in Chile was through extreme violence and force. There's no other way that a system like that could be implemented. So when people often say, like, oh, you know, there was all this economic growth, in numbers, yes, but what is the cost to those numbers? Which we are seeing now throughout the world, you know, the cost of implementation of that neoliberal politics is dramatic and violent and brutal.
Before we go, because we've got the next program knocking on the door, tell them where it's been screened, what the film, where it's been screened and how they can get tickets.
Yes, you can get tickets on the door. If you want to buy any online via Humanitix, just Google Mother Country. But the film is showing tonight from 6. Doors open at 6. The film won't start till about 6.30, 6.45 if you're running late, at the Greek Democritus Workers League at 583 High Street, Northcote. This is near Darabin Street, for reference. And it's $20 pool, $10 concession. Bring cash if you're coming because it's a cash-only venue. And I highly recommend this film. So hopefully see you tonight. This is being organised in conjunction with Filef Nam, great comrades. So come down, we'll have empanadas and wine. And, you know, a chance to hear some music as well by Abe Dunovitz, and also just to gather and talk, which I always think is really important.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Annie.